What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect. What's happening in the world? Laced with Too Smooth on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We got a very special guest on the line right now. Let him know who he is.
We're talking to State Representative Kabir Kareem from House District 41 here in the great state of Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DJ Hard Work. DJ Hard Work.
What's going on? What's going on? What it do? How you doing?
You on the line, Hard Work?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. Yes, can you hear me?
Well, we're going to get it to my brother. How you doing today?
I won't complain. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Wonderful, 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 man. I want to bring you on today to talk about a couple of subjects. The first thing first, how do you feel about the climate we're in today with what's going on with the world, with the pandemic, the protesting and everything going on, my brother?
I tell you, if you know anything about history and got anything spiritual about you, it's time for you to be still and pay attention to God doing his work. It is a lot going on, but we're in like a third reconstruction right now with everything that's going on. It's a wonderful time to be black in America.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been knowing you a long time, my brother. As we grew around the corner from each other, I've seen a lot of things you did. Yeah, I've seen a lot of things you did in the community. How did the 7th Avenue Festival come about?
You know, the 7th Avenue Festival started, man, over 40 years ago. It was a way that the businesses on 7th Avenue gave back to the community. Miss Itel, Moody, and a few more got together and fixed hot dogs and played music, but it was a gentleman by the name of, last name was Dilworth, who organized the first 7th Avenue Festival.
Okay.
And when he came along, he kind of brought in entertainment and brought the business together. And you know, 7th Avenue Festival has been kicking ever since. Now, you know, it fell off. No one was doing it for quite some time. And then I came along and picked it back up, and
yes,
we've been rolling with it for over 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
7th Avenue Festival is a real important event here in Mississippi. Matter of fact, it's been deemed as the biggest free block party in Mississippi.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Oh yeah.
I got another question for you. I'm a convicted felon, and I came home, I think it was 2012, if I'm not mistaken, either 7 or 12. You had a program you started about helping convicted felons get jobs. Can you give a little insight on that?
Before I became a state representative, I did two terms on the Columbus City Council. And as a member of the Columbus City Council, I was doing some research, and I found out that the city could be sued for not hiring felons. And they could be sued as a form of discrimination.
Okay, makes sense.
We were one of the first municipalities in the state to hire felons, and I was happy to lead that charge because, you know, if you can't take care of yourself and your family, How can you pay your restitution or whatever fine or just take care of yourself? So I was happy to lead that charge. And now, you know, it's a bunch of folks that work for the city of Columbus right now because of that ruling. So, we were one of the first cities in the state to hire felons to work for them.
Yeah, that's a true blessing. That's a real true blessing for real, my brother. DJ Hardware, you got any question before I go on?
Can you hear me?
You must not be on yet. But we'll keep it moving. DJ Hardwork, you here?
Yeah.
DJ Hardwork.
Hello?
I don't know what's going on with the line. Yeah, brother. Tell me your thoughts on the Juneteenth festival situation and how the 45th feels like he made it famous. Can you give me a little insight from your opinion on that? But I was laughing at that one.
Well, you know, anything that 45 says has to be checked, double checked, triple checked. Is a significant day. You know, it's our Independence Day.
Yes, sir.
It takes us back to Galveston, Texas. Mm-hmm. In 1865, when they reached African Americans there to let them know that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and that they were free. But until then, these folks still was working the fields in Texas. So, you know, the Juneteenth is a very significant holiday, and I hope in the upcoming year that we could try to make it a state holiday here in Mississippi.
Yes,
you know, the ironic part about that is, you know, the news travels differently across the country. You know, here in Mississippi, we celebrate May 8th because that was the day that the Union troops came through in Mississippi and found out that black folks were free.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until a whole month later that they made it to Galveston, Texas to let black folks know they were free. So, yeah. So, we always knew about it. People know about it. I don't know what, you know, 45 was talking about.
Me either.
Because Juneteenth is not only, it's American history.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the situation in certain cities that's not allowing or not having the festival tomorrow? So can you give me a little update on that?
Well, you know, because of the pandemic, it's kind of hard to have festivals that were postponed because of the corona outbreak. And I'm going to tell you, it's the coronavirus is on the rise. You know, your audience, please make sure that you wear your mask and you stay 6 feet apart because it's so serious out here. I'm talking about we've got almost 32,000 cases here in Mississippi right now. This was one of the biggest days of cases just today. So, you know, everybody needs to be careful, but that's one of the reasons why we haven't had any outdoor events because of the coronavirus situation. Yeah.
Well, today is a celebration for me. I finally did something I've been trying to do. As you know, I've been on the ground for a long time, man. I finally got the blessing. I've been fighting for the last 22 years. We finally got signed my label, MMR 3000.
and signed to Ball Hard Music Group. I really appreciate them for taking a chance on old country boy from old 7th Avenue in Columbia, Mississippi. I really appreciate them for real, man. So we celebrate right now. It's a wonderful day to have you on, too.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man, respect.
Sky's the limit.
I disagree. Ain't no limit to the sky.
I heard that.
Yeah. I want to talk about investments. A lot of people don't know that's chiming in, but some do. That, if I'm not mistaken, part owner of Hella's Kitchen?
Yeah, I am the owner.
Okay, owner of Hella's Kitchen. Yeah, I want you to give a little insight on the young brother, because we try to, on the Lace With Too Smooth, try to enlighten people on investing and not being scared to take that risk. You know, the black community, most of us scared to take that risk. You know what I mean? So can you give a little insight on investment? Investing,
you know, I teach my children this, that it's nothing like working for yourself.
Yes, sir.
That should be your ultimate goal, is to strive to work for yourself. Even though you might have to start working for somebody, you shouldn't be complacent. You always should be striving to work for yourself. You know, yesterday was a blackout across the country.
Yes, sir.
And where we were supposed to just patronize with black businesses from every aspect. But it should be a wake-up call to the black community. You know, where, don't get me wrong, I, being a black business owner, appreciate the opportunity for people to come in and patronize with me, and I provide a service to them. But we need to think about the shape our community is really in, and I mean that by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we wanted to get gas yesterday, where's the gas station? If we wanted to go and buy ourselves to do banking, where are our credit unions or banking financial institutions?
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to go, if we got sick and we needed to go and get well, or needed somebody to look after us, where are our clinics or our hospitals?
Yes, sir.
In our community. You know, our community needs so much. So it's going to take entrepreneurship for individuals to think outside of the box and put those things that are needed inside the black community, inside our community, so we can be a vibrant community, not just a neighborhood, but a community.
Uh-huh.
And in order to do those things, you know, it's four things that make up a community. That's schools, grocery store, hospital, and there's one more that's escaping me. But those are the four cornerstones that make up a community. And it escapes me right now. But we have to strive for that, and we need to encourage entrepreneurship. And it's something that we need to teach not only in school, but in church as well, you know, to build our communities up.
Yeah, that's a wonderful take on that. Well, I always kind of curious, you know, I want your opinion on this. If you wish to, you know, voice your opinion, how you feel about the people, I ain't gonna say the people, the celebrities that has the power to do that, that's from a state like Mississippi or Alabama, and really not choosing to, I ain't gonna say not do nothing, but not do enough. What's your input on that? I'll take on that, Robert.
Well, look, you know, everybody's situation is different. You know, I'm not going to throw anybody up under the bus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, yeah, yes, sir.
You know, everybody's situation is different, and people have to do what they feel is right, and they have to let God lead them, you know, to do what they need in their own community. Everybody's community is different. But the responsibility when you have access, you're supposed to help your community and your fellow man. I mean, you have that task on you. If the more people would do to help in the community, the better we all will be, and the more progressive we will be. I think our communities will be better as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, our communities will be better as well. But I don't want to throw anybody up under the bus, because everybody's situation is different. But if you're in an opportunity to help, I'm of the opinion that that's what you should do the best way you can.
Yes, sir. But I know one thing, like I told my pastor back in the town, soon the first thing, everything clear up, I'm coming back, we're going to fix everything up. Because in my time of need, they was there for me. They helped me come out that gutter and made me see the light. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of things. I ain't gonna make no promises. It's gonna happen tomorrow. But we gonna give back more than what we should. I promise you that. That's for sure. Cause I feel like, how could it be mega churches and we still got people homeless on the street? I think we should open them doors up and help them. I know we can't help all, but it's a situation to me. You know, that's what the church house is for, to help the people. That's my opinion on that. You know what I mean? What's your take on that?
Look, there's no doubt about it. Look, it's more church with folks on the corner sharing a bottle of wine than sometimes in the church. So, you know, look, I understand what you're saying, and if God laid put on your heart to help the community that you grew up in, God bless you. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
And if whatever you need me to do, I'll be right there with you.
Oh, no doubt. I know that for sure. It just, you know, I just look at certain situations. I'm gonna make Master P for a perfect example. Back in 92, 93, 94. They didn't have to come on 7th Avenue to try to give us an enlightenment. You know, it's gonna be a minute, gonna take time, but you keep striving. If they're gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even trying to sell no CD. You know what I'm saying? They really just come down and, you know, try to show the brothers that was doing the wrong thing is another way to do things. So that's what I kind of installed in me, even though I did make wrong decisions because I'm human. You know what I'm saying? Everybody make choices. But I really appreciate that moment. Mr. Servo, Fiend, and PR and them came through. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of took a play out they playbook. You know what I'm saying? To show guys, you don't have to be on that street corner. You don't have to rob that store. You don't have to do what you're doing. It's another way, and you can do it with less work, less stress. All you're doing is writing words. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to do, man, show these brothers another way. You feel me? The same way you did what you found out about the job program. You know, I'm trying to show people a better way, man. Like you said, you have to work. Save 10% of your growth every month. I know that's far-fetched and hard. We know how times is, you know. But still, try to save something so you can run that income that time. Instead of buying a car, you're going to open up a business. You know what I mean? Get your LLCs and get buy a CD for your baby or something. You know what I'm saying? Invest some kind of way. Instead of being caught up into the, what the word I'm looking for? What the saying is? Following the Joneses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's about teaching. You know what I'm saying? It's about the teaching. Like my kids, I tell them early, 11, 12, they watching CNBC with me. We watching stocks and bonds, trying to teach them stock market. You know what I'm saying? They are starting them right now. They into the stock market. You know what I mean? It's all about the teaching. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like this too, brother, before you speak, that it was set up in the 80s and 90s for the black community not to use their brain. With the social media, the internet is a distraction. That's how I feel. I could be wrong, but First Amendment give it the right to feel how I feel.
No doubt about it, bro. No doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate you having you on the Less With Too Smooth to Pay Your podcast. It's been an honor. Keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, man, we're going to get with you real soon, sooner than you think. You know what I'm saying? Try to make some thing happen, man. Blessings for real, my brother. How can the people reach you, though? Do you have social media presence, or?
They can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's the main way to contact me. Anybody got and look, you know, if people need help, you know, want to find out about a loved one that's been incarcerated or need some help dealing with any kind of state issue, please feel free to get in contact with me on social media, and I'll be more than happy to help. I've been getting a lot of calls because, you know, we took down the Confederate flag here in Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that was a very historical moment for me, because it wasn't just a vote that I took myself. When I pressed that button, I pressed that button for all of the ancestors.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that came to me. And, you know, that flag was up for 126 years. Mm-hmm. And just 4 hours, we took it down and retired it to the museum. So I'm real happy about yes. that. Just wanted to plug that before I got off the call with you.
Oh, I got one more thing for you. For you, God, I'm sorry. What do we do? Because you got me started. Now, what do we need to do to get people, the young generation, more or less, to say, to get out here and vote, register to vote?
They got to listen, and they got to understand that voting will determine whether or not you got a gravel road or a paved road in front of your house. I'm telling you, it deals with every aspect of your life. Whether Big Mama gonna get affordable medicine, whether or not you gonna have a high life bill, all that deals with voting and have the right people in office representing your needs and advocating for you. So we've got to encourage people to vote, and, you know, platforms like yours, we've got to constantly talk to young people and let them know that, look, ain't nothing out here easy. We have to register our folks to vote, and we got to vote this November like our life depended on it, because it does.
Yes, it does.
I mean, man. Everything is on the line this November, and we got to go like gangbusters and vote. I'm talking about grabbing everybody who's willing and able. Got to go to the polls and vote this November. So,
yes, indeed, bro.
That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Hey, it's cool to vote. It's cool to vote, you know. Grab your folks, go to the polls. It's November, and go vote.
Please do. Like you said, woo, the chain must come. Man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm going to be out campaigning, man. Some of Joe Biden people reached out to me, like the doors have swung open. It's kind of crazy right now for me, but yeah, we're gonna get out there and campaign. I promise you that. That's a lot to see.
Well, you know, I'm a delegate to the national convention on behalf of Joe Biden.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. So I'm honored to be a representative going to the national convention. I don't know what kind of convention we're gonna have with COVID-19, but but I'm a delegate. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's a blessing.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't know they understand what you're saying, but boy, yeah, we need people like you in this position. For real.
Well, look, I'm just, I come from humble beginnings.
Yes, sir.
So, if you had saw me 30 years ago, there's no way that you would think I would have become a state representative in Mississippi.
Hey, we ain't talking no. Hey, we ain't talking no MOD days. Now I'll go back with you, baby.
Yeah, I'm
gonna be quiet. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be quiet.
But you know, look.
Yeah.
Look, man has a plan, but God has the master plan.
Yes, sir.
And you just have to keep focused. I know that I'm only here on the grace of God, standing on the shoulders of giants. Because folks are praying for me, brothers, when I wasn't praying for myself. So yeah. I understand that, and I appreciate that. And we just gonna keep it moving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I say, ain't no limit to the sky, man. Black excellence at its finest. Mad respect for you coming on, Timmy Helen. I said, mad respect. How she doing? Mad respect. Gotta come give me some of that peach cobbler next time I come to town. All right, brother. Have a great day. Blessings. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Up and some shit going down like we never divided. We on some classical shit and I know we're confusing. They really don't know how we coming. Big at the beat, kick it back, got them drumming. I spit out heat, make you think that it's something. Mix it up and throw it out on the corner. Pick up your bag, like go get us some money. We on the shuttle, I'm on the other. I'm slicker than Rick when it come to that butter. Connected like Pete when it come to my brother. I probably see murder that nigga, my cousin. My nigga got on when he linked up with Doug. Looked out on the hood, that's why everyone love him. I just play my part, I will finally discover. Rocked at the park, you know I'm a slugger. Standing in flame, niggas ain't aim. My back not for no one, so fuck how you came. Whatever you with, I'm with the same. Fuck how it turned out, no need to explain. I keep a toolie and stay out the way. I'm to myself, don't invite me to play. It ain't about the moolah, got nothing to say. It's none of my business today, not today. I'm on $1 million money mission. I got a stash spot to pay a visit. Benjamin counting me to come and get him. I gotta break him down doing physics. My mama right here smoking with me, she tripping. Coughing and choking, she spill out her feelings. We just enjoy the night that we kicking. Too much to be fucking with her, she expensive. I'm on $1 million money mission. I got a stash spot to pay a visit. Benjamin counting me to come and get him. I gotta break him down doing physics. My mama right here smoking with me, she tripping. Coughing and choking, she spill out her feelings. We just enjoy the night that we kicking. Too much to be fucking with her, she expensive. Got four blunt, we rollin' together, we callin' quadruplets, we in rotation. Everyone stupidly, you hit the bomb. You niggas knew that it's, I'm on the moon. Stuck and can't move. Going in circles like I'm on the super shit. Pick up a cup, pour it to the ceiling. I'ma just sip it, already polluted it. I'm on $1 million money mission. I got a stash spot to pay a visit. Benjamin countin' me to come and get him. I gotta break him down doing physics. La mama right here smoking with me, she trippin'. Coughin' and chokin', she spit out a feeling. We just enjoy the night as we kickin'. Too much to be fuckin' with it, she expensive. Busy, baby, yeah, we got it from Mo. Punch the clock on him, let's hit the road. Ass up, boy, you know how we smoke. 285 on the way, here we go. East side, show a nigga the rope. I pray to God that I never go broke. Lost eye, but I'm giving back hope. 2020, I see nothing but gold. I'm on $1 million money mission. I got a stash spot to pay a visit. Benjamin counting me to come and get him. I gotta break him down doing physics. My mama right here smoking with me, she tripping. Coughing and choking, she spill out her feelings. We just enjoy the night that we kicking. Too much to be fucking with her, she expensive. I'm on $1 million money mission. I got a stash spot to pay a visit. Benjamin counting me to come and get him. I gotta break him down doing physics. The mama right here smoking with me, she tripping. Coughing and choking, she spill out a feeling. We just enjoy the night that we can't get too much to be fucking with her, she expensive.
Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.